You're listening to SBS News.
Plane plows into building. America's worst nightmare becomes reality.
2001, the year the world changed forever.
Good evening. The United States is reeling tonight after the worst terrorist attacks on American soil.
Australian Prime Minister John Howard was in the US at the time.
Like everybody else, I'm hopeful that those responsible will be hunted down and treated in the manner that their despicable behaviour deserves.
Mr Howard, speaking to SBS News to mark the release of the 2001 Cabinet records, reflects on that time now.
When it happened, it was so unexpected and was so audacious. A lot of us thought, well, is the next attack going to occur in America, or is it going to be London, is it going to be Tokyo, is it going to be Sydney? We didn't know.
The Cabinet papers detail then Defence Minister Peter Reith's call for urgent defence enhancement for domestic security and reveal he privately warned Australia's strong anti-terrorism response raises our profile with the terrorists themselves. Historian Dr. Chris Wallace has combed through the thousands of papers which give an insight into the government's deliberations at the time.
One of the most interesting papers actually shows Cabinet going, oh my God, this shocking event has happened. How do we need to fundamentally readjust defence and security policy?
Within days, Australia joined with the United States in the war on terror.
When you look back at what you committed Australians to and how Afghanistan interpreters have been treated, many are still stuck in Afghanistan, some have even been executed. What do you think Australia owes to those people who helped us?
Well, I think we owe a lot to people who helped us. If there had been a more orderly approach to withdrawal, we may have avoided some of the tragic individual circumstances.
And what do you think needs to be done to help those people now?
Well, it's very hard when you don't have a presence. I think what should have been done at the end was to say, well, we stay until we get everybody we owe an obligation to out of the place, instead of the other way around.
Two decades ago, Australia's obligations to asylum seekers trying to reach our shores were also in the spotlight. Mr Howard gave this speech to Parliament at the time.
The motor vessel Tampa, in defiance of a clear communication from the Australian government, entered Australian territorial waters earlier today.
The Tampa, carrying more than 400 rescued asylum seekers, was taken to nearby Christmas Island, marking the beginning of Australia's offshore detention regime. But despite the controversy around the policy, the Cabinet papers were silent on the issue. Mr Howard explains now that it wasn't open for discussion in the Cabinet room.
It was obvious what we had to do. You didn't need the Cabinet to decide that we had to enforce the law of Australia.
Do you think, looking back, it was a bad call?
No, I don't think it was a bad call. I think it, in the long run, prevented deaths because it deterred people from undertaking hazardous journeys.
At the end of 2001, John Howard was hopeful of winning a third consecutive term in office in a campaign now known as the Khaki Election.
We will defend our borders, and we'll decide who comes to this country.
The election was divisive, alienating some groups in Australia and creating a climate of fear about migration. Ahead of the poll, there was a clear lack of appetite in the Cabinet room for a discussion about a bigger Australia. The papers reveal Immigration Minister at the time, Philip Ruddock, tried repeatedly to get approval from Cabinet to have a national discussion on population policy to help inform debate on issues like increasing Australia's competitiveness in attracting skilled migrants. Cabinet, though, shelved the plan, making the call not to issue an information paper on population issues. Dr. Chris Wallace says Mr. Ruddock was a huge population policy enthusiast and described it as a missed opportunity.
Unfortunately, Cabinet rebuffed him in a nice way, but most definitely again and again. It did not want a community-wide discussion of population issues or immigration policy. It's kind of sad that those proposals from Philip Ruddock actually didn't get up. It's a lost opportunity.
Despite being behind in the polls at the start of the year, John Howard secured victory against a backdrop of perceived national security threats. Upon reflection, he says it helped him across the line.
There's no doubt that added to support for the government. The question is, would the government have won without that? I think we probably would have just made it, but I think it would have been tighter. And I think to pretend otherwise is being intellectually dishonest.
At the swearing-in ceremony, it was clear that suits and ties dominated Mr Howard's new ministry. Dr Chris Wallace says the cabinet papers were notable for how little women were even mentioned.
Like 2000, the 2001 cabinet papers show women pretty much didn't exist as far as the discussions in the Howard cabinet were concerned.
Mr Howard says it was erroneous to think that the federal government made decisions that only affected men or women.
Look, I thought that our attitude towards issues that affected women was appropriate then, and they're still appropriate now, because national security, standard of living, economic opportunities, educational opportunities, the application of the rule of law, they all affect women in the same way as they affect men. This idea that there's a whole group of things that only affect women enough and they're quite separate is, I've always thought that erroneous.
Political challenges that 20 years on remain unresolved. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.